Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Ooh, music to my ears. Hello.
Hey. A condom company got onto me.
Oh yeah, what do they want?
They wanted to send me condoms.
Nice.
Yeah. They are called Sagami. Right.
Okay.
I went onto their Instagram.
Sagami isn't a very good condom name.
No.
They are a Kagawa Prefecture in Japan, legendary condom brand since 1934. So they messaged me, and I thought it was a scam. And I was like, sure, what's the worst that can happen if I give them my address? They're sending the condoms from Japan, right? So he says, hi, David, I'm this person from this place. Japan's premium ultra-thin condom brand... Sagamori.
Saga's
what's
not great.
Sagamior
original. Yes, just 0.01 millimeter thin.
Ooh.
We've been producing high quality condoms since 1934 and hope to promote safe sex to more people.
Nice.
We really love working your working and lifestyle content.
Wow.
I don't do any of that. Are you interested in receiving
here.
Our gift box? And I was like, yeah, sure, why not? Here's the thing. And to be honest, I was kind of just quite straight with them. I was like, yeah, here's my address. And they were like, oh, thanks so much and whatever. And I was like, yeah, here's my number. And they were like, oh, what's your phone number? I was like, it's 087-711-1038.
Oh, no.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I gave my address for the office, obviously. I got a thing in the post yesterday that was like, hey, you need to pay customs on this thing. And I was like, what the fuck did
no.
I order? I had to pay. It's like you have to pay €15 worth of customs in order to get this package.
Wow.
I realize it's the condoms. I text them and they were like, yeah, we'll sort that.
Oh,
they really want me to have these condoms.
Why do they really want you to have the Japanese
Johnnies?
Do you know
what's a funny one is like with influencers and stuff or whatever, like what you probably aren't in a position or like, you know, your significant other would not be very happy if you were to review the condom.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Are you going to get on stories and be like, absolutely love these. I genuinely use these every single time. And guys,
I use these every day.
Yeah, yeah. The feel is great. what's the point when people can't really review them publicly?
I know. It's maybe a private he's really thing. Hoping you will. I googled what Sagami means, and apparently it means a few things. It can mean a surname. It can be derived from Japanese words for phase, aspect.
That's again not
so. Maybe it's like to phase or aspect or imitation, copy or mock. So maybe it's to imitate the feeling of going bareback.
Oh, maybe. What's the Saga Miori sorry, I've been reading it wrong. Sagami Original.
Sagami
I was going
original.
Sagamiori.
Yeah.
It's Sagami Original _ official.
Gotcha.
It's also a railway company that operates in Kanagawa.
Listen, I want my condoms like I like my railways. Straight.
Let's go!
David Fiona in the morning.
Hello there. How are you?
Good morning.
What's going on? Lads, you know what's I did something a little bit different. I usually get a big mug of tea with like some sugar. This time I went for a smaller cup of tea.
Oh, wow. Go on you, queen.
With brown sugar.
Brave
huge day,
boy.
Everybody.
Brave
huge,
boy.
Can I ask, really, what is the difference between brown and white sugar?
I have no idea, but I have to say, right, I'm actually really enjoying it.
Is it good?
I don't know what it is about the brown sugar, but I think it's actually sweeter.
Maybe. I only know, like, when I worked in a cafe, it was like, give white sugar for tea, brown sugar for coffee. So
no
I don't
way.
Know. Does brown, like... just based on the size of it, does it like break down a bit slower or something because it's more thicker? Are you Googling? Or
I'm looking it up, yeah.
I imagine you just text.
She's like, no.
I'm just here
I'm
on
in
Instagram.
Me Revolut vault.
No, the main difference between brown sugar and white sugar comes down to, God help us, molasses content and processing that affects their flavor, texture and moisture.
I don't know what any of that
so
means.
White, okay, so white is more processed.
Well, hear what they say, that they're pretty much identical in calories and sweetness, but brown sugar adds moisture and a deeper flavour.
Interesting.
Ooh. So maybe more flavoursome. Why are we all in the white sugar?
I think
sugar?
That's what it was, yeah.
You're because, just a deep guy.
But especially with a smaller mug, you've more sweetness because I put the same amount of sugar in that I would put in a big mug.
I get
mug.
It.
Wow.
It's a huge day, ladies.
So true. Jeez, you talk day. Some amount of shite. Very good.
Is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
I have three stories about a certain topic. And when we have three stories about a certain topic, we do this.
Yeah, I know it's stupid.
It is stupid.
But you just gotta see it for myself.
I'm sumo wrestler.
Well done, that was good.
I could have just gone sumo, but I wanted to challenge myself.
I was thinking you'd just do the sumo.
Do sumo. Yeah. Or I could have gone rikishi, which is what their traditional name is called.
Is
the
it?
Sumo wrestlers. Yeah.
Which
I just learned today.
Rikishi. I'm pretty sure that's the baboon in Lion King.
That's as well, yeah. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he serves many, Rafiki, many yeah. functions. And there was a wrestler called Rikishi in the 90s in, like, WWE. But now I see where he got his influence from. But anyway, yeah. You might have seen over the weekend the Grand Sumo Tournament happened at Royal Albert Hall in London, and this is only the second time ever that the tournament has taken place outside of Japan in history, so that's kind of cool. It's kind of a big deal.
I watched a clip of it, and one, it looks so cool.
Yeah,
but two, what's with the arses?
That's actually my final thing, so I'm going to tell you about
that.
Okay,
I'm excited.
Okay, believe it or not, I have always liked.
Welcome to Zoom Corner. You won't believe number three.
Stay with us, folks. But okay, so these wrestlers, obviously, it's a big visual spectacle. These lads are massive. They were going around London in like all the traditional garb. There's a lot of ceremony about it, so it's very, very cool to watch. So the first story up, and speaking of how massive they are, they do eat about 10,000 calories. A day to
what?
Maintain that physique,
and
they weigh upwards of 180 kilos. So, of course, there was some lad who works for the Star who tried to do the sumo wrestler diet. There always has to be one. It's like a super size me type thing. So, man tries the 8,000 calorie a day sumo wrestler diet and ends up sick and unable to speak. Who saw it coming?
Shocking.
Scientists are stumped. So, apparently, sumo wrestlers skip breakfast. Skinny. And that's what this man, Tom McGee, did. And then he ordered one veg udon bowl, one beef udon bowl, one bowl of yakisoba seafood, one chicken katsu curry, one salmon teriyaki bento bowl, and some more veggie sushi.
But like, the thing about it is, it's well and good. Of course you're going to get sick if that's not your normal diet. These people are like actually athletes.
Exactly.
And they have like curated a diet that suits them, their physique, and their exercise.
Yeah. Good point,
for their whole life. So like, you know, you're an athlete yourself.
I am on my hat. I'm just saying,
no, but
like,
you are.
If anyone went from a regular whatever to an extra 10,000 a day, of course you're going to be miserable.
Exactly. Exactly. So he says, the exact moment of defeat was hard to pinpoint, but after the katsu curry, everything went hazy and he became dizzy. Not a great idea, Tom. Okay, next. Sumo wrestler misses bus and has to get Lime Bike home after competing at the Royal Albert Hall.
I genuinely thought her name was Mrs. Bus.
Oh, no. The sumo wrestler in question.
So say the sentence again.
Bus. Sumo wrestler misses his bus.
Okay, I thought it was sumo wrestler misses bus.
That's their fight name.
Huge in the industry. And he has to get a Lime Bike home after competing at the Albert Hall.
This now he'd have to go cycling after already doing
I know,
workouts.
Rage. And he was in the full garb. He was in the kimono and everything.
For God's sake.
This is Toby Zaro Messiah, also known as the Flying Monkey. And he's a very well respected sumo wrestler in his industry. There's a video going viral of him on the bike in the full garb, and Londoners obviously politely clapping him along. And I was kind of like, what's the big deal? Like, he's getting on a bike. But apparently the Royal Albert Hall had to bring in special reinforced chairs and reinforced toilets for these guys because they're so heavy. So I'm like, fair play taking a gamble with the bike. And finally, how do sumo wrestlers keep everything tucked in while in the ring? Because the outfit looks not the most secure.
Can I just,
for how they're throwing
each
other around the place.
Didn't even see anything on my like social media about this over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Are we still talking like the kind of thick strap around?
Yeah.
Yes.
And covers just the ghoulies and
Yeah.
It's a big diaper.
It's a big diaper, but they're rallying each other around the ring.
Of course they are,
like, there's a lot going on. Okay, so sumo wrestlers stay in their pants, which are actually a belt called mawashi, through a very specific and secure tying method that involves wrapping a long piece of cloth around the waist and between the legs, then tying a tight knot. And they have to kind of tuck themselves in for self-protection. And if you fall out or if you unravel it all, you're immediately disqualified.
Interesting.
So it's very, very important. And if you're injured, you can wear something underneath, like a little bandage. Okay. Otherwise, it is forbidden.
I watched some of the clips.
As in if your bits are injured.
Say if you had some sort of injury or, like, I don't know, a groin pull or whatever, you might have like a little bandage.
But you're not allowed to wear your jocks?
No. No jocks. No nothing.
So strange. Why? Why?
It's just tradition. I don't know. It's like 1,000 years old, and this is how they do it. And back then, they didn't have G-strings or whatever. I don't know. They just had these cloths.
Be a bit more hygienic, though, thinking of taking them off at the end of the fight. Like,
I know. I didn't look up if they reused them. But I'd say...
My God almighty.
I watched some of the clips, man. It is so cool. I was like, am I into sumo wrestling?
Yeah, I guess you are.
Not like into it, but like, I mean, like... it's cool.
Like, wow, right. Here's Tate McRae, tit for tat. Yep, we're saying tit now. Mm-hmm. You're listening to Spin.
Tit for Tate. Morning, what's going on? I went out on Saturday night, went to Flight Club, went to throw some darts.
Oh, fun! Mm-hmm.
Which was a good crack, really enjoyed it. And then we kind of, like, you get like 90 minutes.
You have a great life, you do.
I do, yeah. I don't know, yeah.
The life of
Flight. It was my friend's birthday, so we went out and we did that. And then,
it's really, Flight Club's great. I actually had my first ever visit there recently enough. And anywhere that you can just throw a dart while having a drink to your friends, good crack.
Yeah.
I will say, though, there was like 30 of us, right?
Okay.
And you could order drinks at the thing, and they were like, they just kept bringing us over drinks. They put it all on a tab. And I was like, that's a really, really bad idea. There's like 30 people here.
Yeah, fair.
I was like, really, really bad idea. Let's pay as you go. But it was really fun to just go and throw some darts. And yeah, it was a good crack.
You're worried you'd get stuck with the bill after buying your car and get to New York?
A little bit worried, yeah. I knew exactly what I had. Do you know what I mean? Down to the cent.
No way. But, you're great crack.
So we left Flight Club after like a 90-minute session was done. We had a great time. And we were like, right, what we do next? And I was kind of worried that everyone was going to be like, oh, will we go to like a nightclub or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh God, I don't want to go to a nightclub. I was jet lagged as well, and I hate nightclubs, and I just, not for me. So what the lads decided to do was go to Whelan's.
An excellent choice.
And I think Whelan's may be the place to be if, like, actually, I think that should be the general kind of place that you go instead of nightclubs.
Particularly on a Thursday night, Cherry Comedy.
I knew that was coming.
Get tickets at cherrycomedy.ie.
Obviously Fiona frequents Whelan's every Thursday for her Cherry Comedy. Mm. But I was there on Saturday and I was like, I can see why Fiona goes all the time. Not just because she works there.
It's a great spot.
But I was thinking it should be kind of the, you know, the standard for...
to go for afters.
Yeah, but for a nightclub. Because there was so much to do.
That's the thing. Yeah. Whelan's is like a playground.
Like, yeah,
it's
like
an escape room.
This there's is what a lot I'm of saying.
Yeah, it's like an escape room.
Where will I go next? A whole new vibe if I turn left. Totally different vibe if I turn right. Will I go upstairs? Will I go downstairs?
So
will I go down the back?
So I walked in and then they were like, oh, it's like a tenner in or whatever. And I was just like, oh my God, a tenner? To get into a pub? Like, what am I doing?
So does that my name?
This is fine. Right, there you go. There's the tenner, whatever.
What are you paying the tenner for?
What do you mean, why am I paying the tenner for?
Like, what's the...
Well, like, I think on a Saturday night, it's just a tenner in.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you then go up the stairs, and there's like a giant room, and everyone's wearing headphones. It's a silent disco.
Oh, fun!
And I was like, what? And someone just handed me headphones. I was listening to Miley Cyrus. I was having an absolute bop. And then I text the lads and was like, I'm up here. And they were like, oh, we're downstairs. Come to us. We're in the karaoke room. I was like, you're in the what? So we went down and there's a person there and you just give your name and what song you want to sing and whatever. And if you want to do a duet, you absolutely can.
Yeah.
Then you just arrive onto the stage. The song is already preset for you. Two microphones ready to go. And me and my friend Killian sang New York, New York by
Frank
Sinatra.
That's very nice. Beautiful. It's a special place.
We watched our friend sing Lady Gaga's, what's the one with that movie with the Bradley Cooper?
Oh,
that one, yeah, he was excellent. But people are really into it. And I was going, this should be the standard for nightclubs. I know it's not a nightclub and it's probably very, very different to a nightclub.
I
would much rather go to something like that than
like
go
a
to like...
You're putting a nightclub into that realm of like a kind of, if you will, adult playground.
Yeah.
That is such a good description.
It really is.
If Whelan's is literally that.
So you can go to the pub if you want in this room, or you can go and sing some karaoke in this room, or you can go and have a silent disco.
Go and have a really quiet chat with your friend. We can do that. Yeah, whatever you want.
It's so cool.
And then there was the main venue open, because that would just be more of a disco type thing,
right?
Like,
okay,
with a dance floor and the DJ and stuff. Usually, it
I'm
would
sure
be
it was.
Open
I spent
well.
Most of my time in the silent disco in the karaoke room.
You know, you just don't work hard enough, Fiona.
You're right.
You should get on gigs on Saturdays as well.
That's what I think should be the standard.
Try and do comedy while talking over people's karaoke. That's the best format for people to enjoy it.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged. Good morning.
Hello. It's another week, and it's another week where I have signed up for something I am not qualified to do.
Oh God, what have you signed up for now?
I know I did this ages ago. I signed up for the Sandymount Night Run.
Okay.
Oh, do you know what? Honestly, I'd sign up for anything in Sandymount. So lovely.
It's very nice. Very nice there this time of year.
Told me I was going to be chased. I'd be like, it's in Sandymount. Yeah.
Maybe getting so chased true. Would help.
Yeah,
it would tonight. But the thing about it is, the loveliness of Sandymount won't even be seen or felt because it's going to be dark when we're running. It's a shame. There's a lot of pier running, but you can't see the sea.
What?
Yeah.
A lot of dangerous.
A lot of pier running, but you can't. Oh, of course, because it's dark.
It's dark, yeah. Anyway, I signed up for this a few months ago after I had done the last run that I did that I was totally underqualified for also, and I have done about two runs since, so God help
come
us
on
all.
Now, you did all right at that run. Like, you did pretty well.
And again, involved in all this is, of course, my friend Emer, who will probably be around and home within an hour, and I'll be still there by
is
midnight.
Is she doing this one as well?
She is, of course, yeah.
She is absolutely mad for road.
I'm convinced this girl doesn't walk.
Yeah,
I don't think she knows how to walk.
Yeah. Like in between, like when she's going from the office, like going to the bathroom, she runs.
Me and Emma have been out like in the pub before. She doesn't run. She doesn't walk to the bar. She runs straight to the bar.
She doesn't sit down. She just runs on the spot.
But I was thinking, it's such a funny thing that, like, just to add a little bit of intrigue to make you like sign up for an eventy run is like the night run. You're like, ooh.
They have to add a bit of
pizzazz. Especially coming into Halloween and stuff like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the evening's getting shorter. I suppose from their point of view, it's a little bit more organising because, like, I suppose with health and safety, it needs to be somewhat lit or whatever.
Yeah,
so it's a bit of whatever.
Honestly.
Oh, it's going to be lit.
It's going to be lit. But I was thinking it is a particular way. Like, when I saw Night Run, I thought, oh, that's spicy.
Can't be missing that
sign
now.
Sign me up for a bit of that. But some of the other ones that already exist in terms of trying to make running a little bit more entertaining, you've probably seen it loads of times everywhere. The colour runs.
Are they
still a thing?
Now. They are.
Everyone
quite a summer thing.
Well, I suppose you'd be drenched with the paint and all.
Countries all over the world doing this, and runners of all ages take part, and essentially every kilometre or mile or whatever way it's measured, you're hit, you get destroyed and die.
Wouldn't
people
be
are
for
like,
me
oh,
now.
Oh, you know, get me into the colour run.
It's rally like, no. that pink off me.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
always, but like it's always, I feel like when people do that run, they always get a photo and it's like the best photo I've ever seen. It's like people just look really good with like drenched in paint.
They do, but it's also in the photo, I feel like it's always 2010.
Yeah.
So there's that
That's a really
to take
cool
on
point.
Board.
Yeah.
There's a zombie run that exists. That would be a bit of crack for Halloween.
I did a zombie walk in town before. Do you remember that years ago they used to have the zombie walk and we'd walk around Stephen's Green? And
were you dressed
through
as a
town.
Zombie?
Yeah, everyone. I don't know why we did it. Yeah.
No way.
This was years ago. This was back in like 2013,
That's
I want to say.
Was this a dream?
2012, 2011.
Not a dream.
It was a genuine thing that happened.
That's
like
what?
Me and a load of my mates went in a zombie walk.
2011. For some reason, though, in July.
Yeah, well, like, it was hot, like. I remember.
Well, you were sweating and all
why
your zombie garb.
No, because, like, you just got a white T-shirt and you cut it up and then you'd, like, get, like, shorts, you'd cut them up and you'd just walk around.
Why was it not for Halloween?
Not Friday night, what?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. I actually don't know why it was for Halloween.
Weird. But a walk, fair enough, but running in the zombie stuff.
Not,
like, where is it? Is there a zombie sports bra? Like,
I'm trying to think
of the support.
To make it out alive, you must complete a challenging 5K obstacle course and dodge impending flesh-eating zombies.
That's
that must
crack.
Be from the audio thing, though, because you can do that. You can, if you want to start doing a 5K, you can download an app that'll basically like zombie run. It emulates a zombie run. So it's like, oh yeah, you're good for a minute. And it's like, oh, there's something behind you. Run! And
then
you
run. That's so fun.
It's really clever,
That's way better.
Yeah, it's like zombie run or something.
That's way better
on
the app
store.
Doing during your 5K?
I have actually never done it, but it sounds great.
Oh my God.
And one of the weirdest running races in the world is the annual Man versus Horse event.
Oh,
this happens, of course, in in the UK and started when two men were very late in the pub one night demanding that I absolutely can run faster than a horse. No, you can't prove it. That was way back in the day, and it happens in, sorry, it's not in England, it's in Wales, and it started in 2004, and naturally each and every year the horses dominate and win, but still,
shocking
they
that.
Do it each and every time.
That's insane.
You mentioned that you walked into Whelan's at the weekend, yeah, and there was a silent disco. Why aren't silent discos
silent disco
run?
Yeah, that'd be good.
I suppose you don't hear the traffic or anything. That'd be not great. My friend lives in Dubai, and there's a run that you do with your dogs, and she has two little Pomeranians, and they do this like 2K run, and it looks incredible.
I just feel bad for dogs making them run into Dubai.
No, that's why it's short, and sometimes she does carry them because they're only small, but I think they won it one time.
Fair play.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Herself and the two Pomeranians.
Yeah, I'll show you the picture now.
Oh,
it's
good.
Honestly gas.
And at this time of year, maybe a little onesie mini.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Strip
exactly
off afterwards.
Oh, anyway. I love this song.
I would like a ring. I would like a ring. I would like a double ring. I'm a wooden finger. Right. He's a listening pig.
I think he wants a ring.
It's been Recharged. Lewis Tomlinson and Lemonade.
Lewis Tomlinson.
Lewis
Tomlinson.
Leave her alone.
Thanks, Fiona.
Leave her alone.
I love Niall Horan and Lewis Tomlinson.
Hey, he's the most forgettable one. Come on.
Can we all just take a second and remember
a bit of
that?
Cuteness.
Get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. It's only 10 to 8. No one's even noticed. Stop calling me out and everything. Anyway, that's very similar.
As to a new artist there, Lewis Tomlinson.
She was only messing.
I was only testing you.
I do that sometimes as well.
I know.
Lads, does anyone watch that documentary with Lewis Theroux last night? Very good.
Is there any Louis that's called Lewis? Are they all spelled L-E-W-I-S if it's Lewis versus L-O-U-I-S?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Can I ask a definitive question?
Rather than Louis?
If it's L-O-U-I-S, is it always Louis?
Louis, I'd say so. Lewis Walsh
if it's
did great
Lewis,
things for Boyzone.
It's L-E-W-I-S. Like, is that just a rule?
I would say so, yeah. Because right. Louis is French? Question mark?
Ah.
Okay, no? So I can now say with confidence, every time I see L-O-U-I-S, Louis.
I say so.
Let's say yeah.
I'd say yeah, yeah.
Lewis Tomlinson. Fantastic. Love this.
I honestly don't know how I have a job here.
Dublin Travel.
With Just Eat's Cheeky Tuesday. You can get your favourite foods for less every Tuesday.
Anyway, that's a new song. He's back.
Yeah,
that's cool. It's coming up on 8 a.m. on a Tuesday morning. What's the crack in the roads, Alex?
Morning, guys. The M50 Northbound.
38 Dublin. Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Hello there.
Hello.
How are you?
Good morning.
How are
Happy
you
Tuesday.
On? Happy Tuesday.
Our brand
indeed.
New quiz game on the show in the next few minutes. We're so excited.
Woo! Very excited. Guys, do you know there's also a new food item on the market of food? If anyone's been looking to
buy. Hey, new food alert.
New food alert. I was at home yesterday. And my boyfriend Dwayne was going to the shop and he rightfully asked, do you want anything? And I was like, I kind of want a muffin, but I know that they only come in a packet of four or the mini muffins in the box, which
great. But they were always a household
treat
when
really
I was a kid.
Weird like thing to crave, like is like a muffin.
I know. But I just was like, I want something cakey like that.
I getcha.
And I don't want the box of four.
Get a cake.
And I don't want, yeah, true. I want something cakey, but not quite cakey.
Do you know what you can't? Sometimes if you really need to scratch that itch, one of those little blocks of chocolate fudge cake.
Ooh, that would have been
do
actually
that
good.
Noise again.
Whoa, or
that was really good.
A lemon drizzle or something.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what I have in the fridge at the moment? A carrot cake with its icing.
I actually regret
on,
saying
try
do
it,
that.
Try
that
it, try
noise
it.
Again.
You do
have
one.
A go.
Oh, okay. That was the opposite.
Did I not do it right?
No, you're meant to take it in. Very good. And guess what he came home with? Well, he took pictures first to check if it was okay. Obviously, you have regular size muffins. You have your mini muffins. There is no such a thing in Dunn's of Crumlin Road, anyway. Midi muffins.
A midi muffin.
Like a midi skirt.
So a mini, a midi and a maxi.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
And he was like, what's midi? And I was like, mid-sized. Please pick up a bag of those right now.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was only like four of them in it, so I was able to eat them all. Well, I actually have two here for breakfast. And they were delicious. And they were the right size of chocolate chip and everything. Mm. And I just am saying to everyone, midi muffins, get on it.
100%.
Don't walk. Run.
Because I'm going to buy all those suckers up.
I would say that the muffin market has been terrorized by the donut market.
So true.
And back in the day, you used to get a great fresh muff.
Yeah.
What's the difference between a muffin and a cupcake?
I think they're just bigger, I'm going to say. And maybe they don't have like icing on top like a cupcake does. Oh.
You know? Blueberry muffin every now and again.
Tricky.
Oh, finally. Thank David God Hammond is here. A happy boy.
3 years on this show, lads. 3 years. I've been like, will we do a quiz? And every time it's like, any new ideas for the show? I'd be laying in the back, like, we could do a quiz, maybe. Maybe do a general knowledge quiz or something.
Any quizzes?
Lads, any quizzes on the go? You know what? I just thought, no radio station in the world does a quiz.
It's never been done.
So we need to do it.
Yeah.
Such a unique idea, you know? But this is very exciting. It is called the Tricky 10. And essentially what happens here is you need to get through 10 questions. Every answer is going to be a number between 1 and 10, etc. And obviously the big prize that everyone is vying for is the fuzzy charged snooty.
Yeah,
it is a delicious, a delightful, cozy and warm snooty to keep you warm on these winter nights. Fuzzy charged, like fully charged, but fuzzy because that's what the snooty will be. And anytime you wear it, you can think of us. Do you not like
that? No, I do. I love it so much. I just love the fact that Emma didn't really get what a fuzzy meant.
Oh, she
was like, why are we calling it fuzzy charged?
She's just doing her due diligence.
Fuzzy for me isn't exactly furry.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's not fluffy, it's kind of rough.
But fuzzy works because it's chargy.
Furry charged, I don't know. That's kind of like a community of people.
we don't want to associate with.
Our very first player on the Tricky 10 is Rebecca. Woo. How are you feeling?
Not too bad. A little bit nervous, I'm not going to lie.
You'll be fine.
What are you nervous about, Rebecca, out of interest?
Because you did so well yesterday, Dave.
And
I'm like, I'm only
going to
get two.
Oh my God, Rebecca, don't be flattering him like that. That's going to make you enemies.
In fairness,
me and Emma.
Rebecca, I had incredibly easy questions, so I think you're going to be absolutely fine. What's the plan for the day?
I just had them to work.
What do you do?
I am a secondary skills teacher.
What do you teach?
I teach music and religion.
Music and religion. You know what? Religion was one of my favourite subjects.
Yeah, no wonder you're in a good mood, because probably when kids come to your class, they're like, oh, this is sound. This is DOS class.
For music, yes. For religion, they're a bit like, why do we have to do this?
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay. Are you someone who gets yourself real cosy in the wintertime, fluffy pyjamas, pennies, fluffy socks, the likes?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, 100%. Well,
look, this is a bit of you then. We can't wait to show you what these look like. They're unbelievable. The fully charged snooties, or the fuzzy charged snooties, that's what they'll be called. And we want to get you top of the leaderboard so you can take one home on Friday.
All right, Rebecca, let's get you one of those snooties. We are going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and will not repeat, all right? We'll only be able to accept your first answer, so remember that. If you don't know the answer, just give it a guess. If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you win a brand new fully charged snooty to get cozy this winter. And because you're the first proper player of the week, you'll definitely go on the top of the leaderboard. All right, are you ready to play, Rebecca?
Yes.
Rebecca, let's kick this off. If you don't know, definitely hazard a guess. All of the answers here are going to be a number between 1 and 10. Are you ready to go?
Yes, ready to go.
Let's do this thing. 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. How many pins have you knocked down in bowling if you score a strike?
10.
A triathlon consists of how many sports?
3.
Santa has how many reindeer?
8.
What was the name of the first song ever released by Swedish House Mafia?
1.
In Roman numerals, what number is V?
5.
How many goals did Man United score against Liverpool over the weekend?
3.
A spider has how many legs?
8.
What is the name of the musical about Henry VIII's wives?
6.
Jennifer Lawrence starred in how many Hunger Games films?
4.
And finally, David Beckham's daughter's name is Harper what?
7.
Stop the clock.
Wow.
Incredible.
Very, very good.
That
very
was great,
impressive,
Rebecca.
Really, really impressive, Rebecca.
How do you think you did, Rebecca?
I repeated some numbers, so I don't think very well.
No, that's okay. That's going to happen in this game of life and this game of the tricky 10. All right, let's see.
Yeah.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Wow!
A score of 8, Rebecca. Very good.
Unbelievable. Rebecca, let's have a look back on the answers that you missed out. Okay, so Santa has how many reindeer at the answer we were looking for? There was 9.
That's a dodgy one.
Yeah.
But I understand because Rudolph.
But yeah.
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen. That's the song.
And it's hard.
What is the song?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Okay, where did we get to the other lads?
I don't know.
Sometimes at the start, it depends on the version. They might go, come Dasher, come Dancer, come Donner, come Vixen. But famously, Rudolph wasn't allowed to join in any reindeer games. So that could be a tricky one. Anyway, how many goals did Man United score against Liverpool at the weekend?
They're not that good.
Either. They scored 2.
You said 3, it was 2. But we were happy with 2. We were happy.
We were the Royal Week.
I had no idea. I'm not going to lie. Football is not my forte.
Well, every other question on the list was, because you nailed it otherwise. 8 is an incredible score to start us off. We're delighted with that. Yeah, Dave got 8, but he works here and all. Like, it doesn't count.
That's true. Honestly, I'm delighted with 8 because, like I said, I was worried I was only going to get 2.
No. You did amazing, girl.
Congratulations, Rebecca. You were on top of that leaderboard and you are in line to be our first winner of that fully charged snoodie. Congratulations. Have a great day.
Same to you guys. Thank you so much.
Rebecca, enjoy
school. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Okay, so I don't think that it's actually a song where they mention all the reindeer. I think it's just in that storybook, that the Night Before Christmas.
Okay.
And it's like Santa Claus went up and it's like, and he said, on Dasher, on Dancer, on Prancer, on Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner, on Blitzen.
So true.
Yeah, I don't think it's a song. It's not the red, and then there's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, so technically it is 9.
Whoa, we've learned a lot here today.
We sure have, and we're going to learn so many new things, guys.
We really are.
Back every day at this time of the show, and if you want to come on tomorrow, if you want to take it on, if you think you can beat Rebecca's score of 8, and within the time that she scored that as well, you could knock her off the leaderboard and take the fully charged, or the fuzzy charged snuddy from us on Friday, okay? So register now with the word tricky in a WhatsApp, 087 711 1038.
Yeah, and if you like the game, you know, let us know, 087 711 1038. If you don't like the game, 51551.
There's nothing wrong with a bit of self praise sometimes, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so, let us
if
know.
If you think it's really fun and the best radio quiz you've ever heard, then I mean, if you want to throw that in a text, that's no problem. Time to get serious for a second on the show. Only a few weeks out from my first ever boxing match. Basically, I've done boxing.
When you say first ever, do you think you'll do more?
Yeah.
Class.
Really?
Yeah.
You have the itch now, or you have the goo on you, or whatever they say in the industry.
It's so fun.
Really?
Like, I was in the gym last night with everyone that's training for this until like 9:20.
Oh my God.
You'd be wrecked, but it's like,
it's such an adrenaline rush.
Everyone's just so sound and you're getting to know loads of new people all the time. I'm like, I'm kind of going to miss this,
that's,
you know?
That's fun. I have to say, when I punched you in the face for the show and you brought in the boxing pads, it actually was very fun.
It's very satisfying. Yeah. No, it's a great way to work out. Honestly, I started boxing just for like fitness because I really don't like the gym. I just can't seem to stick with it. So Heden Boxing Academy, they have loads of gyms across Dublin, and I started with them, I'm going to say, summer last year. And again, like you said, adrenaline rush, really good. For the confidence, really good for burning calories. Like, pump the amount of Kendrick Lamar that was played last night in the gym. I was so
Your accord, or just because it was playing?
Oh no, it was just playing in the gym during.
No way.
I was squabble up. Mustard! I was like, boom, 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 boom. It's so much fun. I absolutely love it. But basically, this gym is like more so a completely non-contact situation, just fitness classes.
Yeah.
Loads of people there of all different ages and all the rest. But they do offer up the opportunity to do like a fight camp, essentially, if you do fancy getting into the ring and actually trying and seeing what this is all about. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing it on the 15th of November.
Wow.
And we need to choose what our walkout song is going to be at the moment, because there's like 30 fights, I think, on the
night. Love that. That's like a fun little silly thing that you need to do before you do a boxing match.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Honestly, we were all in training last night and everyone was discussing what they're going to go for.
Oh, really?
And what I noticed was a lot of people keeping their cards very close.
I was going to say, I wouldn't tell anyone.
Yeah, they wanted to be a surprise.
Idiot over here being like, we'll talk about it on the radio. But basically, I've needed your help on this. I want to have a great walkout song, and you're voting for what it's going to be, and we'll know the results tomorrow. The vote's on Instagram right now, but just in case you don't know what the four songs are, I initially came with this idea. It's Mac Miller, the song The Spins. You interrogate them.
she says she am all top drunk.
I'm going off that one the more I hear it. But
it's
hey.
A really nice song, though. I really, really like it. Like, I'd go home and listen to that. Yeah. But if I had an opponent coming into the boxing match with that, I'd be like, I'm going to beat the hell out of
it. I think you can't underestimate how high energy it needs to be. It is a very high energy song, but it needs to be more punchy.
Right, okay. Well, it's funny that you both say that because you both suggested this. I got it. Get my head in the game. Nothing says cool like walking out to High School Musical.
It doesn't have to be cool.
Oh, right, okay.
We said punchy.
Punchy. And you gotta get you head in the game. You gotta get you. That is punchy.
Okay, imagine if you went at that tempo. It'd be KO, as they say in the biz.
Now, yesterday in the show, Eddie got in touch with an epic suggestion. This is now my personal favourite.
You can probably go out with all Fortuna there. If you put on that black cape with the hood over your head and walking in, probably just scare the crap out of you. She'll just run out of the ring.
Yes.
Love this. I don't even know what they're saying.
It's so good.
Imagine if we translated it and it's like, you're gonna lose. You really suck.
It's X Factor nice music, isn't it?
It is. X Factor.
Yeah.
And welcome your judges.
Evan Nolan.
You should get him to do that for you as well.
Hey.
That was good.
That was amazing. Yeah.
And then Anne suggested this.
It does, you know, for strings, but to the build-up bit of it, where it starts getting real kick-off. Like.
Yeah. Do you know, I think the best way to walk out to that song is to actually use a skipping rope and skip out to that song.
Oh, yeah. You'd wreck yourself, wouldn't you? You'd be exhausted.
Yeah. Get through three rounds, Dave. You can't burn out too quickly. So listen, that poll is now live on our Instagram. If you like me at all, then maybe this is the bit of me, just saying. But the poll is obviously open to the public.
You choose whatever you want.
Callum.
Yes, so the poll is, we put the poll up at about 7:30 this morning on Instagram stories, just in advance of this, and I'll let me go through the results so far. Ooh. We'll revisit this in 24 hours, and what is final is final. So at last, with 9% at the minute, is the first song, Mac Miller and the Spins.
Fair enough. People don't really know that song, I don't think.
In third place at the minute is Tiesto and Adagio for Strings with 26%.
Oh no, why is the musical is in there?
And then we've a joint first at the minute, both with 32%, is the High School Musical and O Fortuna.
You've
so
gotta vote.
I think it's going to be between those two. Yeah. There's the comedy element there, and then there's also the serious
I'll bait the head off you. I'm really delighted with that result. I know there's still 24 hours to go, but it's anyone's game, and I would be happy with either.
I'm not even going to look at it. I want to find out on the show live tomorrow.
I don't want to see it either.
There's a couple of interviews with Busted on the Instagram stories. Skip past them, and then you'll see Emma's face, and then vote for that. It's official Spin 103.8. O Fortuna has just taken the lead.
Ah! No.
Go on, Eddie.
Fair
play. Okay,
High School Musical fans, get on.
No. Come on. Be Sam for the 04 tune. Lovely. Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars, and Die With A Smile here on Spin. Hello.
Good morning. Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars, two celebrities that you'd see and you'd instantly be like, oh my God, that's
stars.
Great. They are stars,
massive.
Right? But there are other stars in the world, like other genuinely A-list celebrities that you see. And for me, I wouldn't get starstruck at them. I have no idea what it is about them, but there's certain celebrities that I go, I think you'd be incredibly approachable.
Yeah.
The reason I think about this is yesterday we were playing a song, we were playing Whatever by Ed Sheeran, and I was just kind of sitting up and I was going, I feel like if I really wanted to meet Ed Sheeran, I could.
Yeah.
I feel like you'd just text...
DM
him on Instagram and he'd be like, yeah, no bother.
He's always hanging around.
He just seems very approachable and very... attainable.
We've been working in this industry for quite some time now, like Dave, in the situation of like, 10 more years. And like, I've never, like loads of my colleagues would have had interview opportunities with Ed Sheeran over the years or whatever, and all say the same thing. So approachable,
so sound.
So easy, so sound. To the point where if Callum said to us, Ed Sheeran's in a 10, I'd be like, Grant.
This is the thing. So this is what I was, like, I was kind of picturing myself interviewing.
You wouldn't be like, oh God,
and meeting
him.
I was like, I'd be grand about it.
There'd be absolutely no bother. I'd be like, oh yeah, there's that. And if he came in, I've never met the man, and I've seen him on billboards, I've seen him in person, like I've seen him at Croke Park.
Yeah.
I have seen him at the Three Arena. Fantastic artist, but I'm like, I don't think I would be too like, oh my God. I wouldn't be nervous to meet him.
It doesn't mean he's not a star. I think he's just so sound that I wouldn't be nervous.
Yeah.
Like, you can throw a question at him and he'd handle it fine.
Yeah. He wouldn't make you feel like, how dare you be in my presence?
Yes.
Kind of thing.
Some of them are so...
He wouldn't have his music label there going, hey, you can't ask him that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he'd be so easy. He'd be so chill. So I thought, is there any other celebrities that would be really, in my opinion, attainable, really approachable, really like I wouldn't be that starstruck, even though they were an incredible star and like so famous. I don't think I'd be bothered. You know what I mean? I would not bothered, but I just mean I'd be like, oh, hi, how are you? I wouldn't be nervous.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm putting
down? No, I think I do.
So I'm going to give you a list here, and I want you to come up with your own and see if you have any celebrities that you think would be obtainable. And I'm curious as to what you think about my thing, about my list. The very first one on the list, I think you're going to be like, no chance, but let me explain. Taylor Swift.
No, I get you.
No,
I get you.
Okay. It wouldn't bother me.
No, this is the thing.
If she was on the show after nine, I'd be like, oh, cool.
Callum is obviously a huge fan of Taylor Swift, okay? And obviously, most people are Swifties. That's a given. Even Fiona, I know you're a Swiftie as well.
Yeah, but not with blinkers on. Okay. Like, I see the issues.
But I think that if I was to meet her, I'd be like, oh, hi, how are you? I wouldn't be starstruck purely because she looks and acts normal. So normal.
Her whole brand is... Oh, sorry.
Callum has something to say.
No, like, I again, have been very lucky to work with some really big celebrities, and I've never really been too starstruck, but out of all of them, I would say that Taylor Swift, I would be the most nervous.
Sorry, why? Have you met Taylor?
I have never met Taylor, but I think if I was to...
That's because you love her, yeah.
She's just the one that would be like, no, I would freak.
It's so funny. I just think she's too normal.
Yeah, I get you be nervous, and she is a superstar, but her whole brand is being like, oh my God, I can't believe it either, guys. It's crazy.
I think so, what sometimes puts you off or makes you feel nervous is the entourage that follows these people around.
Yeah.
That's what's intimidating.
She doesn't seem to have one.
Because
anyway.
If Taylor was to come in here for an interview now, there'd be like, the roads would be blocked. There'd be three or four cars outside the door.
It's a bit of a hullabaloo.
It's a bit intimidating. Yeah. Whereas her as a person, I don't think I'd be intimidated.
I get you.
Another one on the list, definitely not as big as Taylor Swift, but someone who I really, really enjoy to watch his content, but someone who I would just be like, all right, how's it going? Shake their hand. That'd be it. Jeremy Clarkson.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think he might give you a bit of stick, but it'd be funny.
Exactly.
Yeah, you wouldn't want any fuss.
Yeah, and then the last one on the list, who I think incredibly approachable and a huge star, and I'm a huge fan of them, but I wouldn't be starstruck because they're so normal and so chill, Olivia Colman.
She's like
your aunt.
She's obsessed with her.
Yeah. I think she's amazing, but so approachable.
She's been in such normal shows over the years. It's like, you're grand.
I think on my list definitely would be Zendaya.
Zendaya's the total opposite.
Yeah, she's a megastar, but she's sound.
Yeah, no, she is sound.
She's so sound.
I would say she's sound as well, but I would be so nervous to meet her.
I'd be sweating.
Yeah, but like also she's so famous, she only has one name.
Yeah,
that's it. That's a level of fame that I'm like, no, that's crazy.
So I just think if she was coming in, I'd be like, okay, wow, that's so cool. But I wouldn't. I'd be like, she's fine. She's lovely.
That's so interesting.
Yeah, you think she'd accept you for who you are?
On my list, that again, I think some people might be intimidated by based on how like famous they are. Barry Keoghan.
Really?
I would
really like to meet Barry.
I would
freak out looking at him and be like, there he is.
But that's the thing. It's like, do you not want to meet these people, or do you just feel they would be sad?
No, but you know,
you just feel like
you wouldn't
be nervous.
Do you remember as like a young girl when you were like going to a concert and you had like all of the butterflies, like almost debilitating panic of someone's such a big star, I can't cope.
Oh, gotcha.
I think these are people that wouldn't faze you.
Yeah, exactly. But you still respect them and their body of work.
Who's on your list?
So I've gone a little bit smaller as well, just because I think he's always around and I think he doesn't mind if you say hi. Robert Sheehan.
Yes, okay.
I saw him at a protest recently and he was wearing a backpack and it was open and there was a microwave hanging out of it. And I was like, Robert Sheehan, you want people to see you and you want people to come up and say
That's
hi.
Really interesting.
And I will. Well, I actually didn't because I was like, no, I'll leave him alone.
I have his book. I need to read it, actually.
Oh, very good.
Who else have we got?
I have, and I know she's huge, but Lindsay Lohan. I just feel she'd be like, hey.
I think she'd
be like, hey, girl. And then I'm obsessed with her, but Addison Rae. I think she's so friendly just so like personable and warm. I think she'd be just...
I don't know her enough to think, because I don't follow her or anything, so I don't know. But I'd be like, oh God, I'd be intimidated by her.
She's friends with the Kardashians
and all.
Yeah, no, I'm a massive fan.
Yeah.
I just think she'd be friendly and sweet.
Isn't that like, hey, so y'all. Interesting? I'd love to imagine if we had the polls, put all these theories to the test.
Please.
On the show tomorrow, Barry Keoghan and Addison Rae.
Let's go! With David Fiona in the morning.
Hello there, how are you?
Hey, what's happening?
There are many things in the world I don't understand, and one of them is leaf blowers.
Oh my God, same.
What?
Leaf blowers?
What do you not understand about leaf blowers?
What's the point?
You're just blowing it somewhere else.
Blowing it somewhere else.
But no, you're... What?
But this morning, for example...
In that like mind frame, there's no point in having a rake because you're just bringing the leaves
elsewhere.
Yeah,
but then you sweep up the rake.
That's exactly what you do.
Sweep up what you rake.
Exactly what you do with
I think
blower.
That people use leaf blowers not to their best. Like, for example, this morning I was on the way to work and there was a guy leaf blowing everything off the footpath. Fair enough, I understand that.
Yeah.
But like just out to the main road. It was way too busy, that road, for him to be able to go out and sweep them off right. the road.
Well, he's doing it wrong. You see.
Right, but if you leaf blow, the things go out all over the place like an explosion.
How do you
it's way
it?
Harder to sweep. Whereas if you rake, you're putting it all into a neat pile, which you then put in the bin.
But
do you
like,
know what I mean?
Say, for example, right, if you have a garden that's absolutely filled the brim with leaves,
yeah.
and you take a leaf blower and you just go zzz, and you knock it all into one corner, then you don't have to rake the entire garden.
So you can do it with control.
Yeah, it's, you can. Okay. If you do it on full blast and it just goes everywhere, then that's kind of pointless. You're just doing it's kind of for getting rid of dust and things like that. But if you're. Sorry, I can't believe.
I saw on Instagram.
No, because I'm the same as you.
One of the girls, and I don't know if it's a leaf blower or just a new version of a leaf blower that also is a leaf sucker.
That I'm on board with.
And she just sucked up the whole garden.
What?
That's yeah, all right.
It just sucked up all the leaves.
A garden hoover.
Essentially a garden hoover, yeah.
That I want.
Now this, like, it kind of had a replica bag that you'd find, like the bag that hangs off the back of a lawnmower.
Mm.
And essentially then you just emptied into the bin and go sucking up the leaves again.
That's okay. Class.
Like, why would you ever have a blower rather than a sucker?
I know, you're yeah, that's what I've been saying. And that's what a lot of people are saying.
If you couldn't use, if you know, when someone said, I've got this new invention, a leaf blower, would you not go, why don't we just do a sucker?
It's like PR-wise, you think you want it to blow, but really, when you get into the crux of the biology, you want it to suck.
Mother of God.
Do you know what I mean?
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
In case you were fretting, don't you worry, it is Tuesday. And we will continue right. on with Top 10 Tuesday. Its new home will be after 9 o'clock. There's just so much going on, guys.
There is.
But we couldn't get through a Tuesday without playing Top 10
Tuesday.
You know
what? There might be a lot of people listening who have never heard Top 10
exactly.
Tuesday. Because we usually do it at the back of the, like, 7 o'clock.
That is a beautiful thing. What, gotcha. What a gift to you listening.
Top 10 Tuesday started, as you said, before 8, then just before 9, and now just after 9. It's just coming up in the world week by week. And basically, what happens here
next
is...
Next week, Leon Michaela's show.
Yeah. By the new year, it'll be on Steve K.
Yeah.
This is where I'm going to give you a topic, Dave, Fiona and you listening. What your job together is to do is to fill in what you think the top 10 of that topic might be. For example, in the past, we have done the last 10 performers at Croke Park. We have done the most commonly used letters in the alphabet. Mm-hmm. We have done the least populated counties in Ireland. The list goes on. Dave and Fiona, you have 3 lives and you're going to take it in turn to try and complete the top 10 list. If they struggle, which they normally do,
hey.
It's very hard to do this completely on your own. This is where we throw it out to you listening, and for every correct guess that you fill out in the list, you'll win yourself some IMC Cinema passes. I personally think that you're going to enjoy this one.
Okay.
I think you'll know it's very column-coded. And I think you are very likely to be able to do this on your own this morning without
really?
Help from you listening. But let's just see how we go.
Let's go.
Dave and Fiona, this week on Top 10 Tuesday, we're looking for the last 10 albums that Taylor Swift has released.
Okay.
I'm out.
That's fine.
I know the snake one.
The snake one, yeah. Very good, all right. Right, well, we kick it off. Dave, do you want to hazard a guess?
Redemption.
No.
What?
Sorry, I shouldn't help. It's another or word. It's like, I got a bad...
Reputation.
The last 10 albums that Taylor Swift has released.
What?
Things just got interesting.
Oh, not you're doing all the Taylor's versions?
Yes.
Oh, what a pillow.
Why did you think I'd like this? I don't know any Taylor Swift album.
Taylor Swift's Reputation was released, and this is a good clue for you here, in 2017, so it doesn't make the top 10. And yes, we should know that it does include
the Taylor versions,
re-recorded albums. So okay. There you go, lost the life.
This is crap. I hate this.
I'll do it.
Yeah, you do it.
The Life of a Showgirl.
Number one, Fiona. Well done.
Showgirl, okay.
Do you remember some of the early ones that she would have had?
Red?
Do TV?
Is that one?
Well done, Dave. Number 6.
Okay.
That was a Taylor's version.
Yes, of course.
Red. Torture Poets.
Torture Poets Department 2024, Fiona. Number 2, well done. Now we're on a roll.
The other big one with the blue cover. Sorry, I like to help.
I have no idea. Like
the clouds.
I'm going to give a clue. COVID? Remember the COVID albums?
No. I don't know a single.
Really?
I don't know a single album.
All right. Okay. Well, I just do them all.
Go on. Yeah, you do.
Okay. Folklore.
Folklore 2020, Fiona, number 9.
Evermore.
2020, number 8.
I'll just write them down in the right place. Speak Now TV.
Speak Now Taylor's Version 2023, number 4. Well done. Wait, we go through where we're at?
Yeah.
Okay, number 1, The Life of Showgirls 2025. Number 2, The Tortured Poets Department. That was in 2024. We don't have anything yet for number 3. Number 4 was Speak Now Taylor's Version in 2023. Number 5 is blank. Dave Guest Red Taylor's Version in 2021. 7 is blank. 8, Evermore. 9, Folklore. 10, currently blank.
1989 TV.
There you go, 2023. Fiona, well done.
What number?
3, sorry. Can't she do this on her own?
Fearless TV.
Fearless Taylor's Version was released back in 2021. Fiona, we currently, can she do it on her
what
own?
What number?
Number 7. Sorry, excuse me.
Oh, sorry.
So Dave, we're missing number, or Dave and Fiona, we're missing number 5 and number 10.
Fearless was that?
Yeah. Do you want to do any, or are you okay?
I don't know any. Okay. None of these are familiar to me at all.
Lover?
That one is.
Fiona! 2019, number 10. Can she do it? Can she do it?
Okay, hang on
we
now.
We only need number 5.
What was number 5? I will get it. Oh, sorry. Wait.
We don't have number 5.
Yeah.
So, number 1, The Life of Showgirl. Number 2, The Torture Poets Department. Number 3, 1989. Number 4, Speak Now. Number 6, Red. 7, Fearless. 8, Evermore. 9, Folklore. 10, Lover. What is number 5?
Come on, Fiona Frawley.
Come on, Fiona Frawley!
Oh my god, I'm nervous. It has to be another. It has. Is it another Taylor's version? Isn't?
Don't be asking. You just got to guess.
I'm just.
Just got to guess.
I'm consulting with myself. Okay. She did 1989. She did Speak Now. She did Red. She did Fearless. I actually don't. I actually might have to leave that to the listener because I'll be taking a while. Sorry.
Oh. Yeah, you're out.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
Do you know what number 5 is?
No, I know.
Is
I'll be raging
on that list.
I can't believe I waited 2 weeks to do a top 10 Tuesday. Do you know what I say? Garbage.
Why are you throwing it at me? Now you know how we feel every time it's a sport one. And you know
and
what?
Yet you always do so well on it. Now.
Can we just actually fill Dave in? What were we haunted with last week on Top 10 Tuesday?
It was the last 10 hosts of the men's FIFA World Cup.
I would have been so good at that.
And we were so dumb at some, like we forgot Qatar and all.
Oh god.
After all that hullabaloo. But we did all right.
Listen, you can win yourself a pair of IMC Cinema Passes if you can identify just that one spot missing off the list on Top 10 Tuesday this week, which is the last 10 albums that Taylor Swift has released. We're looking for number 5. Shall we go through them again? Okay. Number 1, we have it already. The Life of a Showgirl. Number 2, The Tortured Poets Department. Number 3, 1989. Number 4 is Speak Now. 5 is Blank. We need your help on that one. 6 is Red. 7, Fearless. 8, Evermore. 9, Folklore. And 10, Lover. Have a go on WhatsApp. Get in touch with your answer on 087-711-1038. You all right, Dave?
I'm just so sad.
I'm sorry.
I'm so sad.
Waited 2 weeks for
the girls need
2 weeks.
To have a little bit of fun.
Get in touch for your chance to win. Right now, though, K-pop Demon Hunters. This is Huntrix with Golden at Spin.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Alex Warren and Eternity. This is Spin. Hello, hello.
Hey. Hello.
We're in the middle of Top 10 Tuesday. It's new home after 9 a.m. And in the past, if you don't know what this game is, we basically try to fill out a top 10 list of different things, including things like the last 10 performers at Croke Park or the least populated counties in Ireland, etc., etc. So this morning on the show, we were looking for the last 10 albums that Taylor Swift has released. Dave is fuming.
This is the worst Top 10 Tuesday of all time.
I'm sorry.
I'm having a lovely time.
You have worked in radio for a long time. You are forced to know loads about Taylor Swift, even if you don't want to. So I thought you'd be absolutely grand with this.
And yet, I think I got one.
Yeah, you did.
I thought, like, all those re-releases of albums always shoved down our throats.
But I don't listen to them. Like, I
know,
talk about them, but I don't, yeah.
The scores on the doors this week was that Fiona got 8 and Dave got 1.
I am cross with myself, but I'm enjoying it as well.
This is where we're at. We do know that. Well, let's start with number 10 and work our way up, say. So back in 2019, Taylor Swift released Lover. Number 9, Folklore. Number 8, Evermore. Number 7, Fearless. Number 6, Red. Number 5, We Are Stuck With. We don't have that yet. Number 4, Speak Now in 2023. Number 3, 1989. These, of course, Taylor's versions in there as well, 2023. Number 2, The Tortured Poets Department. That was in 2024. And at number 1, the most recent one, only a few weeks old now, is The Life of a Showgirl in 2025.
I think I would have got that one, and I might have potentially got 1989.
Okay, I was trying to give you a hint with the 1989, but you were just annoyed at me.
Anyway, we didn't get number five, Fiona. I'm really disappointed in you.
I am disappointed in myself.
Cuiva's there to help us.
Yeah, Cuiva, put us out of our misery. What is number five?
It's Midnight!
Oh my god!
Fiona!
The penny drops. Midnights was released in 2022. Well done, Cuiva!
That is so silly of me. Well done, Cuiva. Are you a fan?
Thank you. Big fan. I was screaming it at you.
Oh my god, I'd say I'm actually devastated. And do you know when I went to the Eras tour, my outfit was kind of like Midnight's era, so I am raging at that. My apologies, Cuiva, to you and to the entire fandom. Well, you've won those two IMC cinema passes.
Thank you.
Have a great day, Cuiva.
Thanks, girl. Bye.
Thanks, guys.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Carla for me.
Are you alright now, Dave?
I don't know. I understand what you mean about, like, last week he's had a tough one, and like this one, the time I come back. But I just don't understand why we can't just all have top 10 Tuesday that we all enjoy.
I know, it's true.
Because we're all very different people. Yeah.
What do you want to do next week? Fiona's not here.
Let's do something on geography.
Okay, we'll go back to a geography.
Why don't we do top 10 breakfasts that Fiona has brought into the show since she started? There's been some good ones.
Yes, no, just everybody listening will know.
Can we agree that next week, because it'll be myself and Dave, not showbiz, not sport.
It'll be a geography one next week.
Oh, I like the sport ones.
Yeah, of course you do.
We have had so many sport ones.
Okay,
like we
fair
reduce
enough.
Something for the girls. Wait, what about a general knowledge kind of one? Like the alphabet one was good. If there's something in that vein. Okay.
Oh yeah, they were good.
Geography or general?
Nice. Yes. Cool.
Okay,
it'll be back after 9. No. Here's Blackpink. This is Jump. You're listening to Spin. I'm signed up after 10 o'clock this morning with Michaela Hayes. You can get your Naughty's Fix, Absolute Bangers, kicking off your kind of, I suppose, mid-morning slump. From 10 with Michaela on Spin.
First, though, I'm just back from America, and yes, I have made up my entire personality for this week, and I will continue to do so as it's only Tuesday, and I have loads to tell you. But the one thing I did kind of forget to tell you is that I brought you back a present.
Oh my God, you legend.
From America.
Well, this we're interested in.
Yeah, now I think I feel like I want to stop doing this because the present was, for what it is, was quite expensive.
Remember the time you brought us back those ducks?
Yeah.
They were so expensive.
That was €30 for three ducks that all kind of emulated your personality.
Yeah.
Very classy to let us know the price.
Yes. Yeah, I thought so too. I think I specifically left them on there.
Yeah. Tenner for that duck!
But this time around, I have brought just one present back, and it's for us all to experience. And I did tell you that it is something that we are going to be eating.
Okay.
Now, obviously, when you go to America, you kind of want to try things that Americans eat all the time, or you see in maybe TV shows or movies and things like that. Well, there was always one that I always was like, I have to try this when I go to America. And for some reason, I never did. I don't think I ever like saw it or something. I don't know. But I got it this time, and I still haven't tried it.
Oh.
Do you know what that thing is? What's something in America that you're like, oh, I've always wanted to try that?
Well, the one thing I'm nervous about is that you did say a few minutes ago you're worried it could be gone off. So is it something
I'm joking.
Okay, so it's not... Okay, just for a clue, is it perishable? Like,
I don't know what that means.
Like, could
like
it...
It's not bread or like a
it's
burger.
It's not bread.
It's not milk or cheese.
No.
I think it's a Twinkie.
A Twinkie?
Yeah. What's a Twinkie, Fiona?
I just hear them talking about it
it's
stories.
It's a cream-filled kind of like...
Cake thing.
Yeah. No, what do you think? What did you think?
I'm just trying to think, what do Americans eat all the time? Whenever I think of America, I think of those like giant-sized like Coke Zeros or whatever.
Okay, interesting.
But I can't really think of something specific.
I have brought you back beef jerky.
Oh,
no way!
And so I would like us all.
I'm excited.
I don't think I can do it.
This is Jack Link's beef jerky original,
slow cooked
and hardwood smoked, made with 100% beef. There is 10 grams of protein in it.
Okay.
So I'd imagine that there's quite a lot of people listening who have never tasted beef jerky.
Oh my god, neither have I. Like never. Okay.
Can I just say, by the way, off the bat, it smells quite nice.
Doesn't smell good.
I'm surprised by you. I didn't think you'd be up for some.
It smells good.
I know they love jerky over there.
Go on. Take a piece and take a piece.
I can't.
Oh, it smells like dog food.
It does not.
It smells like dog food.
Take a little piece. The amount of things I've tried on this show for you people.
Hey.
Like broccoli water and whatever else.
It looks like the trunk of a tree.
Okay. And it looks like those little fake bacon things that you feed your dog. Okay.
Okay, right. I'm going in. I think it tastes lovely. I think it tastes like bacon-flavoured crisps.
It's just weird bacon.
No, that's quite nice.
It just, I just don't like that it has a silica gel packet in the bag.
Yeah.
What? Is it actually? Yeah. That's really bad.
I'm going to eat this whole thing. I like it.
Are you happy with it?
Actually, yeah. Really tasty.
No, I don't like it.
I don't think you've tasted it. I think you've put it in your mouth and held your breath.
No, I'm chewing.
I can hear you holding your breath.
It's good.
It's very salty.
It's very salty. Think about the gains.
Do you know what it's like? Do you know a good old-fashioned packet of bacon fries in the pub?
It is like that.
But it's like a million of them in one. It's too much.
It's very salty.
Jack Link's meat snack.
Anyway. But you know what? I can't believe Americans in movies like would walk around the street just eating a packet of these.
It was $15.
What?
Oh for that.
God. No, it was not.
Like you listening. It's a tiny packet.
It's like a packet of crisps, but smaller.
Anyway, there you go.
That's wild that it was so expensive.
If you want beef jerky, just let me know. I'll post you out some.
The half-eaten bacon jerky.
Would you like mine?
No. I mean, I'm not going to go that far.
No, you eat that.
Cyril now. This is Stumbling In. You're listening to Spin. Thanks, Dave.
It spins fully all charged.
Very emotional
recharged.
Songs. I think that might be the most emotional of all.
Yeah, it's true.
Lewis Capaldi on Spin.
Check this out. It's time for Fiona's Final Thoughts.
Let's go. And we very much hope Lewis Capaldi is okay. But for now, it's the part of the show where I get to talk about whatever I want, whether people like it or not. And this is kind of something that has been a bit of a point of contention with me and my co-hosts for the last month.
Oh God,
I really like Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
You guys don't. So, over the weekend, for research and because I had nothing on because I have no life, I watched 3 horror films and I thought, why don't I rank them in order of how much you guys should not watch them?
Okay.
But in 3rd place is the one that I think you should watch the most because, yes, it's scary, but I think it's doable for you guys if you want.
I've only ever watched 2 horror movies.
What were they?
Orphan and Orphan First Kill.
Okay, so like a little bit.
I went to see The Silence of the Lambs
in cinema
and I was way too young and I'm traumatised.
That was in cinema a long time ago, but a classic. Okay, so a little bit campy, you guys, so I think this will work. The first one is X, which is the first in a trilogy of horror movies centering around 2 main characters, Maxine and Pearl. And in this movie, Maxine and her friends go to a rundown remote cabin on an old couple's farm in Texas to shoot a film with mature adult themes, and violence ensues.
Okay.
But it's a bit of fun. Not too scary, a little bit gory, but a bit of crack.
What's the monster? What's the main monster in that one?
The monster is what's inside us all, which is often the case.
No spoilers.
Wow.
Next up, Babadook, 2nd most scary.
I've heard of Babadook.
I wouldn't hugely recommend it to anyone. This has been on my list for a while, and I know it's a lot of people's favourite.
Just please keep in mind, when I was a kid, I watched Scary Movie 2.
You know the parody of an actual scary movie?
Yeah. Like the one where it's like funny?
I was petrified during Final Destination.
No, Final Destination is scary because there's a lot of jump scares. Babadook, the most upsetting thing about this is it's Australian in accents, but not in theme. None of the things that we know and love about Australia, like the bright sun and like the school uniforms and like none of that is
Jack
there.
In the water.
Everyone's really sad and everyone's screaming all the time. It's about a woman who doesn't face some struggles she has, and as a result, it's bad. Finally, A Barbarian, a film about a neglectful landlord who didn't pay attention to what was going on in his properties, and violence ensues.
Okay.
Don't watch.
Barbarian.
The common theme here is and violence ensues.
Violence ensues. And Barbarian was so scary, so good.
Oh, lads, I hate them. Why? The world, as I said, it's scary enough. I don't need any extras.
I agree.
I know. There's
bring on Christmas.
Bits
bring on summer. This is the weekend. It's good. Spin!
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.